Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Joining us today, because it's Thursday, is our dear friend, Mark Lupo. Loopy, are you there?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Mark. I might seem a little bit tired today, but I'm not. I was out late last night with Countess Luanda. We hosted a benefit together downtown at this place called Capitale. It's a really fancy sort of venue. It used to be a bank, and now it's an event space. And we did the Ace Awards, and it was fun to be up on stage, Mark, playing Mr. Host. I think I was pretty good at it. It was a fun night.
And Countess Luanda is so fun, too. Oh.
She's fabulous.
What a great...
She turns up, she was wearing this tuxedo. It was white and all like rhinestones. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like Liza Minnelli meets Elvis Presley type look. Oh, it was fabulous. And she's so tall and glamorous. And then guess who she was sitting with? So when we were not doing the show, when we were not working, when we were not hosting, we sat at a table by the stage. Mm-hmm. And guess who turned up?
Who?
Shaq, the old boyfriend. Shaq was there. And I was all eyes. I was watching everything. So I was working, but I can't miss up a piece of gossip. Mm-hmm. And then he came over and he stroked her back.
Ooh.
And she put her hand on his chest. Uh-huh. And I said, Luann's back with Shaq. I know. And then I asked her to, I was like, are you coming back on the show? She wouldn't answer. Well, that's not a good sign. So if they're not going to answer, because if she was coming back, she would have said yes. And she was like, not tonight, Mr. Shooter. God bless her.
You're always
working.
It was
a really fun night. I can't help myself. I'm just a nosy person. Wait till I meet Doris. When I go out for drinks with your mummy, Doris, I'm going to know all about you as a little child.
Oh, yes.
You're a monster.
She loves you.
Now. I can't imagine. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Thank you, Mark. A little late there, but it's all good. So Meghan Markle might be eyeing an infomercial deal. She was spotted with the infomercial guru who made Cindy Crawford $200 million. That's a lot of money. So this guy is behind Cindy Crawford, he's behind Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Simpson, Kelly Clarkson, and even Heidi Klum do infomercials. I did not know that. So the Daily Mail got pictures showing Meghan visiting, his name is Bill Guthrie, visiting his house. Well, this sort of popped into high gear, because remember when they were in New York a couple of weeks ago and they flew private back to California? Guess whose plane they were on? Yes, Mr. Bill, Mr. Infomercial. They were also spotted driving in and out of his ranch. He's very, very, very wealthy. He's worth about $500 million, and he's made all his money doing these infomercials. They sell products, you know, late at night, skincare, beauty stuff. Get this too. Remember when they did that interview with Oprah in the back garden, but we didn't know whose house it was? Now it's been reported that it was Bill's house. They are close with him. I know. What do you think about all this, Mark?
So scandalous. It's so funny, Rob. When I think of these infomercials, I think of being awake at 4 in the morning and trying to fall asleep, and that's like Cindy Crawford's face is across my television. But I think it will work in one of two ways. Either this will be extremely successful, or it's going to blow up in the most spectacular way. And I say that because Meghan is polarizing. Either you love her or you don't. There's really no in between. I happen to be Team Meghan, so I support this. But I think some others might think that it will cheapen the brand, it will cheapen what they're trying to accomplish. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm mixed on this one too, because I've got to admit, in the old days, celebrities just wouldn't touch this. They used to do their infomercials in Japan or places we wouldn't see in America. You know, Brad Pitt used to do commercials in Japan, but he wouldn't do it here. But I think the rules have changed now, because we see celebrities all the time in commercials. And let's not forget, at the Super Bowl, they love to be in those commercials because they get paid so much money. The old days, I agree. We used to see, when he was still alive, may he rest in peace, Larry King selling his garlic pills. At 2 a.m. Remember those garlic pills. Uh-huh. They don't make your breath smell, but you can get your garlic, said Larry King. So they used to be a little, and then Cindy Crawford, I know, selling that skincare. But get this, Mark, I did a little research.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford made $200 million selling those creams and those potions. Now, I think we want it both ways with Meghan and Harry. We don't want the Queen to pay for them. We want them to make their own money. But every time they try to do it, we judge how they're making money.
Yes.
Now, They're not going to make money from flying a plane. They're not pilots. So what can they do? Like, what skill do they have? And I think we've got to admit this here. Their biggest skill, not their only, is celebrity. Mm-hmm. They're the biggest celebrities in the world. So is it bad to make money off your number one skill? If you're a beautiful person, if you're Naomi Campbell or Cindy Crawford, your skill's gonna be beauty and selling beauty products. If you're a singer, if you're very talented, you put out records. So is it bad that their number one skill is fame?
You know, having met Megan once before, I think this was always somehow going to end up being her result. Like, even if she didn't know how it was going to end, I think she was moving in that direction, and this is her destiny. I'm glad it's working out.
Yeah, she was going to be, Mark met her many, many years ago when she was on Suits, I think. And you said then, Mark, maybe not at the time, but you said one day she's going to be the biggest star in the world. Yeah, like, she's just got that passion. Yeah. I met Kim Kardashian long before she was a superstar. I met her when she was working for Paris Hilton. I knew it. I looked at her and said, she's going to be the biggest star in the world. And she is. And so I don't know if I think this is a bad thing, but what I'm really interested in is what you think. So let's do our poll of the day. Meghan Markle is eyeing a deal with an infomercial guru who did make Cindy Crawford $200 million. Do you think she should take the money, or do you think this is tacky? Ooh, take the money or tacky? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Mark Love, what are you working on?
So in other money news, Charlie Sheen no longer has to pay child support.
Boom.
I know, this is crazy. So let me explain what's going on. Denise Richards did not expect at all a judge's ruling that her ex-husband Charlie Sheen, the father of her 17-year-old daughter Sammy and Lola 16, would adjust his child support payments to $0 per month.
Zero.
A big fat zero. Mm-hmm. However, this is exactly what happened. A source said the actress was unaware there had been a court date scheduled. The source said, Rob, Charlie filed to stop paying child support 2 years ago and kept pushing the court date. So Denise was very surprised that it happened yesterday. While she was out of time filming, she was completely blindsided.
Wow.
And I mean, this is pretty explosive, Rob. And you know that over the years, Denise and Charlie, who were married from 2002 to 2006, they've had an ugly split. Their daughters had both lived with their mom for years, but in the last month, Sammy had celebrated moving out of her mom's quote-unquote hell house in a TikTok video that was ultimately made private. Yikes. So, Rob, I have interviewed Charlie Sheen in the past, and I have to tell you, despite his crazy antics, he is a very smart and calculated man. And this does not come as a surprise to me. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right here, Mark. I know Denise a little bit. I saw her the day after Charlie had the meltdown at the Plaza. Remember when he went crazy in the Eloise suite? How rude, at the Plaza. And he was with Denise, and I saw her there next day. This is very complicated because Charlie has paid a lot of money in child support. He's a very, very rich man. But at what age does that end? Like, I think the kids are 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. Are they no longer children now? Or do you have to pay until they're 20? I don't know what the cutoff is here. But it seems to me, 17 years old, you're an adult. Like, I know that I was making my own way with help from my mom and dad, admittedly. But I was starting to venture out on my own financial journey when I was 17 or 18 years old. So it seems right. What's surprising to me is that Denise knew nothing about this. Or actually, maybe it's not surprising. Denise, you got to get it together. I know you're busy.
Yep.
I know. But this is really, really important. She makes her own money too. She's very successful. She made a ton of money on The Housewives. She's been an actress for a long, long time. I think she's back doing the soap operas now. So she's making good money. So maybe she's not making Charlie Sheen money, but at some point, the children do grow up. He's not going to be paying child support until they're 30 years old. So I'm not quite sure why this is such a massive, massive story. But let us know what you think. Moving along, Kim Kardashian is getting some help from her ex, Kanye West, as she heads towards Saturday Night Live. So Kim is here in New York. Let me explain SNL. So when you're booked on SNL, you have to come in a week before to do the rehearsals. So obviously the show is live on Saturday. They actually do two shows, Mark. They do a dress rehearsal around 8 o'clock and then the live show, which I think is 11:30. But you start rehearsals on Monday. I've had clients that have done this. You turn up on Monday and you go to the SNL studio. It's on the 8th floor at 30 Rock, and they literally have tables set up where the seats are. They're not on the stage. They're where the audience would sit, and they sit around a big table, and they pitch ideas. So the first day is just ideas. Let's do this, let's do that. The second day, they narrow it down to the ideas they like the most. Then the writers write the actual scenes. The celebrity laughs, doesn't laugh. They're funny, they're not funny. A person on SNL told me they know within 10 minutes if it's going to work. So they said they just have had some people on. Like, I think Justin Bieber was not good at this. Donald Trump was not good at this. You've got to go willing to make fun of yourself. I think Kim might pull this off. And I know she's not an actress. And I know she's getting backlash, particularly from Deborah Messing, who's not happy about this at all. But I think Kim could pull this off, especially now we found out Kanye's in New York too. So he's in town too. They're not staying together, but he's here. And apparently he's secretly helping her. I don't think she needs his help. I don't think she needs it. I think Kim can do this. Where are you?
It's so funny. I don't think she needs his help either. She's brilliant and she'll be great. Sure. I do want to add to this, Rob. So you're right. Kanye is in New York. And I have a friend who was at a comedy club this week. And Kanye showed up at 3 a.m. unexpectedly, no security guards, got on stage. And then the club played 15 minutes of Kanye's music. And he sat there and just smiled like a big grin. Didn't make any other gesture. And I asked my friend, too. I'm like, was Kim there? And he's like, no.
That's what we wanted. Was Kim there? Yeah. No, Kim's in bed. Kim's resting for her SNL. So Kim's working. So he turned up, sat on stage, froze for 15 minutes.
And listened to his own music and smiled.
Oh, Mark, you've given me an idea. You know my book, The Forward Answer, is now an audio book, too. I should just sit in my living room and listen to my book, smiling. It's a long book. Smiling. That should be our whole act, Mark. We should go to Bottino's tonight, and we can turn on my book, and I can sit there with you, and we'll just freeze.
I'm here for it.
God bless them. They're wacky, 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 but I think Kim is going to pull this off. Where are you on this? Do you think Kim's going to deliver? People are going to be angry with us, but I think she's going to pull this off.
I think she will, too. I think Kim has a lot more to her than we give her credit for. And she's funny, and she can make fun of herself. Yeah.
Yeah, she can make fun of herself. As long as you can laugh at yourself, the cast can do the rest. So best of luck. What's going on with Britney?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so Britney Spears is blasting her entire family. It's messy, Rob. So Britney was successful, of course, in ousting her dad from her conservatorship, but it's clear she has deep drama with her entire family. The pop star shared an image to Instagram of an artsy underwater scene where one woman swims down to check on another as she lies on her back, seemingly helpless. Now, Britney captioned this post saying, "This picture is everything to me. It makes me want to cry. She's saving her divine feminine sister." Now, Rob, Britney referenced her controversial 13-year conservatorship under her dad's Jamie control, saying nobody helped her. She took aim at her entire family, which includes her mom, Lynn, her brother, Brian, and her sister, Jamie Lynn, specifically. And in the caption, she also wrote, "If you're like my family who says things like, sorry, you're in a conservatorship, probably thinking you're different so they can F with you." Now, Britney ended with this post saying, "She's so thankful she found an amazing attorney, Matthew Rosengart, who has helped change my life."
Yeah.
Now, Rob, I have to say, since the changing of guards, I've noticed that Britney's become more and more expressive and she's been taking shots at people. Are you surprised to see how deep she's going in these posts?
No, I'm told she's angry. She's livid. Actually, she didn't realize how angry she's been for 13 years. Now she realizes it. There's nothing like being free to let you reflect on how trapped you have been. Mm. And my sources tell me she is not going to hold back. And her family, for over a decade, in her opinion, did nothing. Yes, her dad she blames, but also too, you're complicit if you don't say anything. And I know the Britney example is larger than life and extreme, but I try to do this in my own life. When I see a wrong, I now speak up, Mark, and I used to didn't do that as much as I should have. If I'm out with friends and somebody's rude, I say so. I'm like, stop. I don't look away. I think we're all so uncomfortable about rocking the boat or standing up for somebody or just saying anything. It's easier to do nothing. And I'm not going to be that guy anymore. What about you, Mark? Do you stand up or is it easier to look the other way?
You know, in this situation, I'm still not fully understanding why her mom, her brother, and her sister turned the other way. Or did they try to do something? Like, the story to me is not fully clear. Right. You know, I would hope that in my personal life, if I saw my family in trouble or my friends in trouble, yeah, I would stand up and do the right thing.
Oh, your brother Jonathan would get you out of that conservatorship. He'd make himself a sandwich, and then he'd come right over, Mark, and rescue you. Mm-hmm. Quickly, before we go to break, Nick Cannon is saying that Kim Kardashian broke his heart when she lied to him about the sex tape. So they were dating, and then the rumors of this infamous sex tape started to emerge. And he asked her, Nick asked Kim outright about the tape, and she lied to him. She said it wasn't real, it didn't exist. Clearly it did. Obviously they broke up. How honest should you be in a relationship? We've all got pasts. Now, I don't have a sex tape in my past. It would be awful. Ugh. But I do have some secrets from Bruce, my husband. Ooh. Mark, how open are you? You're a pretty open book.
Well, listen, if my mom was Kris Jenner and orchestrating my career, I too would be quiet and not tell Nick Cannon what was really going on. So I don't blame Kim at all for this. They both ended up just fine. But
just fine.
When it comes to me, I am not going to be the next Kim Kardashian. I'll be as honest as I can. You know, I will share as much as I can feel comfortable sharing, but I don't have any skeletons like that.
Oh, you were so lucky we have to go to break because I want to dig deeper. Oh, I'm so frustrated. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Mark and his skeleton. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm still giggling about Mark and his secrets, you little devil. Hey, Mark, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Meghan Trainor has revealed, thank you, Mark, you're the greatest fanfare. Meghan Trainor has revealed that her and her husband have side-by-side toilets. They sit next to each other. And you know what? So is this a good idea or a bad idea? Let's have a look. Ooh. 85% said it is a bad idea. I totally agree with you. This is the most bizarre celebrity story or any story I've heard in a long time. Where are you on this, Mark?
I think the story is totally disgusting, and I wish Megan didn't share it because I think of her differently now.
Ew. I think of her differently now, too. I think of her sitting on a toilet when I keep... Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. The nicest of the day, it's Kate Middleton.
Katie.
Okay, so our friends at Us Weekly are reporting that Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, has successfully proved to the reigning monarch that she's prepared to take on the role of queen consort someday. Wow. The source says, over time, Kate has proved to Elizabeth that she can be trusted, and they've developed a great relationship. Elizabeth feels confident that Kate will make a great queen. And while another insider alleged that while Kate was initially uneasy in the spotlight, she has become a fearless public figure and knows the protocols like the back of her hand.
I love this. And I think, I know it's a family, but it's also a job. Whenever I get a new job, I try to just like sit back for a little bit. I know that that's hard to believe because I'm such a loud mouth, but I think you have to earn people's trust and respect. And the Queen's a tough cookie, and it's a tough job.
Yes.
But I think once you crack it, life is lovely. What about you, Mark? When you've gone to new jobs, you know that moment when they finally trust you and it feels great, doesn't it?
There's nothing better than when you can kind of fly and you know, like, all right, I got this and I believe in myself. And that takes work. That doesn't come.
It doesn't come right away. It takes time, lots of effort, but there's nothing like it. I was nervous about you at first, Mark, on this show. I know. But now I'm very confident, like Queen Elizabeth, and now I'm naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Anderson Cooper has revealed that Instagram depresses him. Instagram, you're our naughtiest of the day. So Anderson was talking about the negative effects of Instagram on teenagers, and he said, you know what? It actually affects me too. And he goes on Instagram and, quote, it depresses me. I mean, I leave feeling worse than when I got on. I feel worse about my life. I can't imagine what it does to teenagers. I mean, I'm supposed to be an adult. What some kids are looking at and their lives, it's not good. I totally hear him, Mark. I stopped doing this. I've unfollowed people that make me feel bad about myself. I've unfollowed people that I was only following because they were so beautiful or glamorous or they were so good looking. Now I try to follow people that really make me happy.
I agree, Rob. And as of late, I've taken a few weeks off, really, from really looking at people's Instagram stories and content, because I felt like I was getting more consumed with other people's lives than I was worrying about my own. Oh. And that made me feel really sad, too. Like what Anderson's saying, like, I have a very nice life. I have a lot of great things going for me. I do feel more sad after looking at other people's highlights.
Yeah, don't do it. Stop scrolling through everybody else's life and live your own, everybody. Let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by the Foreword Answer. Hey, thank you for buying my book. I think today we're number 20 on the charts, Mark. We're really holding. So normally what happens with books, particularly for first-time authors like my good self, is you have a pretty good first week and then it disappears off the charts altogether. We debuted at about number 8. We dropped to 11. Now we're still in the top 20. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you know why it's selling now? It's not about me or the press or the fact I don't shut up about this book. I'm so sorry, everybody. It's you. It's word of mouth. Obviously, you're telling your friends to buy it. You're giving out copies to people you love, maybe people you don't love. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. At this point now, the book is a success because of you, and I am very aware of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's do today's moment of Rob. It's a quote from Lady Gaga that stopped me in my tracks. Quote, I've been searching for ways to heal myself, and I found that kindness is the best way. Kindness is the best medicine you are ever going to take. Don't just be kind to other people, be kind to yourself. Hmm. Mark, you're kind to yourself.
I'm trying to be. It's a work in progress always.
And goodness knows you're kind to everybody else. You're one of the kindest people I know. You get that from your mother, Doris. Mm-hmm, okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And if I could ask another favor, I know I'm pushing my luck, but if you bought the book on Amazon, please leave a review on Amazon. It really, really helps. And remember, all together now, let's sing it out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's naughty but nice with